It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I'm born free.
Welcome to Speak Out. It's Tuesday, June 15th, 2021, and we're going to thoroughly confuse everyone here with our next guest, right? With our first guest. Talk to him, Dan.
Well, today...
It's not Wednesday.
Today, I'm Dan De Los Santos with the Dixie Bell to start off with, and
right.
We'll move on to the other guys later.
Right. He's got two hats to wear today. And anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It is Speak Out from the Radio Central studios. I almost said the Radio Central building. In the Woods building on McCulloch. And... boy, we got Diamondbacks baseball tonight at the Giants. Diamondbacks now on a 20-game road losing streak.
Wow.
Yeah, they are going, man, I think they've almost topped a franchise record, or it is a franchise record. Anyway, first pitch tonight, 6:45 on the sports station, 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM in Lake Havasu City. And if you're looking for Suns basketball, probably not for at least 7 to 9 days, because they're still waiting on the winner of the Utah Jazz and LA Clippers. And game 7 for that, I believe, is next Monday. So they're guaranteed to go 6 right now, I believe. And game 6 is on Saturday. So my estimation is the Suns would play on Monday, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, trust me. At the bottom of the hour, or towards the bottom of the hour, maybe a little bit past, John Masden will be coming in, revisiting us here on the air, and he's the Technical Services Director for Connected Computer and Technology. Smarter than the average geek, but Dan, I want to talk about the Dixie Bell, because there's some history being made today, this
yes,
morning.
Sir.
You
yep.
have breaking news.
We do. And, you know, a lot of our community has been waiting and waiting for the launch, not the launch date, but the launch of the business side of it, so that people can pay and get on board. Well, we had two Coast Guard tests left to complete. Today, I'm happy to report that we did, in fact, complete the test that basically tests how many people we can have on the boat.
The list test.
It's
right?
actually called something different than that,
oh.
but it is part of the test. Mm-hmm. So we had 57 barrels filled with water, 55 gallons each, and we had about, what did we say, we had initially 36,000 pounds on the boat,
yeah.
And then we went down.
Down about 23,200.
Yeah, right in there. And so while I cannot officially say, because we do not have the paperwork in our hand, as I left the dock, I looked at the Coast Guard guys, and they gave me thumbs up. So you guys can take that for what it's worth.
Wow.
And so we're feeling pretty good about that. Yeah, about 2 weeks.
When you get the certificate, right?
So, yep. And then we have one more test left to go out with. I think it's the OCI test where we go out with the Coast Guard. Everything has to be fully operational with the boat. Once that test is complete, which I don't anticipate that being too much longer, mm-hmm. Then we will be ready for operation.
Yeah, but it took quite a while to get the Coast Guard to do this test. Is that correct?
They're busy guys.
And yeah,
they're
of course
all over
they are.
They're all over
and
the country.
And they're coming up from San Diego. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, and it was our turn after mm-hmm. we put it in back in April, or end of May. So, yeah, it was our turn today.
Wow. So, and the logistics of getting all of, what, would you say 53 barrels?
Yeah, I think we ended up with about 53 barrels and then positioning them on the boat, but that's the easy part. Then they all have to be moved all over to one side, potentially most of them, and the boat today was lifted way over.
And it's a three-story structure.
It's a three-story structure, yeah. So it looked like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
The Leaning Tower of Bell. There you go.
So if anybody walked by the boat and saw that, no, it's not sinking. It was part of the test.
Oh, I could just hear the rumors now. Anyway, that's great news, by the way. So good job on the owners. I can't remember.
Yeah, Keith Furlong.
Keith Furlong.
And
Furlong,
Aaron,
right.
Aaron Ashbaugh are down there, and they are really making it happen.
Couldn't pick a hotter day for the Coast Guard to come up from San Diego.
It's supposed to hit 121 today, from what I heard.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's put on your Havasu Freedom Foundation hat.
Oh, so it's Dan De Los Santos with the Havasu Freedom Foundation Day. Okay.
You're taking up a contest that was a tradition in your own family.
It is. It is. My dad won this contest about 5 times in a row, and I'm really excited to be helping our organization bring this back to our community. The Havasu Freedom Foundation, which, as you all know, is the primary sponsor for the Havasu Memorial Walkway underneath the London Bridge, and that's www.havasumemorialwalkway.org, and you can purchase a brick online for your family members, for yourself, for another loved one. Our current program is for first responders and the medical community. If you have a favorite doctor, that's this year's program. Reach out. Get on the website and pick up the phone and make the call, and you can order your brick, and it might be your favorite doctor that maybe gave birth to helped you give birth to your children,
sure.
Saved a life, whatever the case may be.
He's retired, by the way. The doctor in Havasu helped birth my daughter. So that was Dr. Nelson.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he didn't retire right after giving birth to
you? Okay. No, long time later. But, yeah, he's very beloved in this town from what I understand.
So the Havasu Freedom Foundation is sponsoring the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest.
Oh.
And that will be taking place underneath the London Bridge Saturday, October 23rd this year, 2021. And it'll be at the stage. And
full details are on the KNTR Talk Facebook page, by the way.
Oh, are they?
I believe at KJJJ also.
Oh, wonderful.
On their Facebook page also.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so the foundation has it on their website. Again, it's the Havasu Memorial Walkway.org. And if you go up to the top on the right, you will see Beard Contest. Click on that and or pick one of the pages that are associated with that project that we are doing, and you'll get all the rules, the regulations. It'll give you your applicant pages so that you can print it off and give it to us here with your $20 entry fee here at the radio station.
$20.
Yep, $20 initially, and that's 1845 McCulloch Boulevard, Suite A14.
Yep.
And so you can print it off and bring your cash in, or you can pay online. Now, for those that have already been to the website, yes, we're still working on it. We will have the payment capability up within just the next couple of days, and we have a couple of pages switched around. Don't worry. We're aware of it. We're going to fix it. But all the rules and regs are up there, and you can still go on there and print off your application pages. Hey, and by the way, we're really asking all the barbershops and all the salons in town to really get behind this and be the sponsors. Sponsors can get on board for either $75 or $100.
Not bad.
And that helps give the awards to the beard contest winners. Mm-hmm. So for those wondering what's going to happen, the contest is going to kick off probably around 9 a.m. in the morning when we start doing judging. It's going to go all the way through till about, I want to say, 3:30 in the afternoon. Then we start handing out awards.
And what's the date on that again?
That's October 23rd.
Okay.
And so the general public's asked to come down and be a part of the whole thing. Well, if you're there just for the awards, you can come down, bring your lawn chairs, and be ready to go. We'll have music at the stage. But we'll be handing out awards at approximately 3:30, I want to say.
So probably around the second week of September, if you plan on entering, start that beard growing.
Oh.
Start it going. It's 16 categories. I had no idea.
Yep, there's 16
that there
categories.
There were that many categories of beards.
So, let's touch on that real quick.
People yeah.
are, very first thing I want to make sure everybody understands, don't expect guys with amazing beards just to pop out of nowhere, because there's only 20 applicants allowed in each category.
Oh.
So if you're in, you're in. And I don't care if the guy's got the best beard in the world. If he didn't get in on the 20, he's not going to get to be judged. So it's very important that you get online, get your payment in, get your registration to us.
That's only 320 total entries.
Total entries, correct. Yes. And so here's a couple of categories real quick. We've got the mustache category, and within that category, it's the best groomed, longest, ugliest, and most creative.
Now, I'll enter for ugliest.
Then we have the partial beard, and the partial beard also has the best groomed, longest, ugliest, and most creative. And then when we get to the full beard, then we this is 12 inches in length, under 12 inches in length. Best groomed, ugliest, most creative, and then we have the foot long. You have to have a beard that starts at a foot long, and anything over that, then of course we're going to go with the best groom, the longest, the ugliest, and most creative.
Well, I know someone who can enter the foot long, and he's got like a Fu Manchu.
Sure.
And mutton chops.
Well, and then there's this last category. Now this one's really important for everybody to really understand. So, the new beard contest. That means that we need a photograph of you, dated, and when you turn in your registration, we need to know that you have a clean-shaven beard. Put a date on there that you've sent us and that you've shaven your beard, and start growing your beard. I mean, you can actually do that right today. If you just shaved your beard off and you go, you know, now that it's off, I want it back. Right. Well, great, good time. So get that photo to us. Don't grow any hair on your face, and then register for your new beard category. And the forms will have that information so you can check mark it properly.
You see this dark hair on my head? It's pretty dark hair, pretty dark head of hair, yep. Uncolored, 57 years old, right? If I grow a beard, it's as white as yours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what a lot of participants do historically. They will go to different sponsors. They'll go around to their favorite bar or their favorite gas station, and they will sponsor that person who's growing their beard by a quarter an inch. So for every quarter of an inch, they donate $10 to the charity,
wow.
Which is, in this case, the Havasu Freedom Foundation. And all the funds, by the way, folks, everything from this project goes directly to charity, goes through our organization to the Rotary Club and also the Marine Corps. So all those funds are directed to much-needed charities here locally.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right. And there's a whole list of are we done with the beard contest?
So, you know, one thing I wanted to mention is our sponsors. You know, any business can actually get involved, not just the salons and barbershops. We're looking to get everybody involved. And know that what we're going to do is that between now and the actual contest, we're going to be doing some meet and greets. So we're going to pick certain locations around town, might be a restaurant or a bar, and we'll make sure that you know to come down and support the guys that are there with their beards, and they'll be there as a preliminary. Now, they won't be all decorated yet because I know they're saving the best for last.
Right. So this is something that, okay, this is for the 50th commemoration of the dedication of the London Bridge, obviously. So how many years did they have the beard contest, and when was the last one they had? Do you know?
You know, I
don't. Has it been 20 years?
It started out in the extremely very early 70s, so... it may not have necessarily happened
kind of phased
50
out.
Years ago, but just a couple of years after we started this contest, and it went on for a couple of decades. And then you're right, it kind of fizzled out a little bit. And so we're bringing it back, but we're not just bringing back the beard contest.
Right.
We're bringing back other contests. You know, it's my understanding that a couple of organizations are looking into creating a couple more programs. If you go to Go Lake Havasu right now on their website, you'll see a list in the month of October for 4 weeks of events that apply to the London Bridge Days celebration. One of the biggest things, of course, is the Outboard World Championship that's coming back.
Right.
And I spent a little time with the Siebold family, and boy, I tell you, they're excited to bring that race back.
We had them here in the studio.
We did.
We had Bill and Tim.
We sure did.
Yeah, it's wild.
So some of the, you know, again, just for all the business owners that are out there, I mean, there's some things that haven't been picked up yet. You know, we've got a dog grooming and a dog show, you know, a great-looking dog show. So, and I'm kind of hoping maybe the Humane Society will jump in and sponsor that one.
Right, right.
And so there's literally, if you go out onto events like Havasu Events and you go out to certain Facebook pages, you're going to see that list. We've actually posted it in about 7 different locations all over the Internet, including right. Havasu, the Havasu Pioneers page. And we'll make sure that we give it to Paul so he has that one.
Just to simplify this, what Dan's talking about, if you're If your organization, like let's say Kiwanis, is used to hosting a certain event like a golf tournament, and you're good at hosting golf tournaments, then take on the golf tournament. You know, if you're, and there's a whole list of other events there as well. Let's get to that list when we come back, Dan. Okay. You've got the long list from way back in the day. I think you got that from Hannah over at the museum, if
right.
I remember.
Correct.
So, all right, we're going to take a short break. Dan likes classic rock just like I do. So we're going to go out with some Aerosmith. Don't forget John Mazden coming in at the bottom of the hour. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out. We'll continue in a moment. Stay with us. Back on Speak Out. I know you like the classic Aerosmith, Dan.
Sure do.
Right?
Love Aerosmith.
Reminds you of when high schools had smoking sections. You remember that? Did your high school have a smoking section?
No, but we made one out in the back.
In the senior parking lot, right?
Yes, correct.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Mortgage, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Arizona Krav Maga. And I promised Roger Galloway I'd remind everybody that tomorrow, 5 p.m., there's a county town hall meeting on the proposed budget for fiscal year 2022. It'll be at the Mojave County Administration Building on Beale Street, directly off Interstate 40 in Kingman. Finance Director Coral Lloyd will give a presentation on the proposal to establish a countywide quarter-cent sales tax in exchange for lowering the general fund property tax rate during the town hall. Supervisors Gene Bishop and Travis Lingenfelter will be on hand to answer questions. Again, that's tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the County Administration Building in Kingman. So there you have it. We tried unsuccessfully off the air to reach Hannah over at the Lake Havasu City Museum, but we've got a whole list of stuff here that she left us.
Well,
right?
Yeah, we do, but you know, it's really important for everybody to understand that the Lake Havasu City Museum is really hitched its wagon to some really amazing events and things, and one of the events that Hannah's putting together along with other individuals and companies, they have an event that will be down at London Bridge Beach. I believe it's on October 16th, Saturday, if I have that right. And it's going to be a full event with all kinds of activities in store for people. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to have a display of the old original Scott Atwater outboards and McCulloch outboard engines. And that, from what I understand, is the best collection there is currently in the United
you
States.
You still own one of those, Dan?
You know, I had one at one point.
I heard you did. Yeah.
You know, I did. And, you know, anybody that's got one, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, they're just hard to find anymore.
What was that, like a 75 horse?
At best. That was the top rating.
Yeah, we're talking back in the day when
that was
a lot of horsepower for
absolutely.
An outboard. Sure.
So if you want more information, you know, contact Hannah down at the Lake Havasu City, Museum of History,
right.
and maybe their website probably will have the information on there.
She's making a lot of changes, positive changes.
It really is.
Well,
so you know, we've got a lot of events that people have. We have not. We want to get more events involved with the Leonard Bridge Days celebration. And you know, there's so many events that do not have a home yet. And again, if you go out to some of the local Lake Havasu City event pages, you'll find the list that we provided. 16. One of them was actually the arm wrestling contest that Teddy Kilpatrick reminded me of.
Uh-huh.
And then another one was the bed races. We don't have a sponsor for the bed races.
And I didn't even know we had bed races.
Oh,
I thought
man.
That was an Oatman thing.
Yeah, no. Okay. They're just an amazing list of fun activities. And we have so many open dates all the way through. And they don't have to take place on a weekend. Back in the day, we had these events taking place on the weekdays, including the weekends. Right now, we have a really big opening, I believe, during the weekend of the 10th, which we have the jet ski finals that weekend, and they'll be underneath the London Bridge. But we've got, I believe, Sunday open, Friday open, and we have, you know, during the day for some people that are not water sport oriented.
Sure.
So we usually have anywhere from one to three events going on at any given time, and it can be located anywhere in town.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It's not, I anticipate a tidal wave of guest requests for this show.
Sure.
It's going to be, and let me tell you, folks, if you have an event and it's during London Bridge days, it's first come, first serve around here.
That's right.
So, yeah.
And, you know, one nice thing that
we'll
we found.
We'll squeeze them into her and have some pioneers, right?
Yeah. Well, people are talking about partnering with other businesses.
Right.
So you don't have to be the only business that creates that event. You can partner with two or three others that you all work together. So it depends what your industry is, but it simplifies it and gives it more manpower.
It's a big event month. IJSBA is that month. You've got Run to the Sun.
Right.
You've got other events as well.
We do. Fortunately, we have a nice calendar and it's starting to look pretty good. You know, and just as a reminder to everybody again, if you want to enter the beard contest and you want to print off your form, you know, bring it down with your $20 entry fee. To 1845 McCulloch Boulevard here at the radio station,
right.
Radio Central, and they'll make sure to take it, and then they'll give us a call, and we'll get you all signed up.
Okay, so the last part of the Havasu Freedom Foundation hat that I want to pick off the feather in your cap there, I will get grief to no end if I don't talk about this, but
sure.
your brick campaign.
Oh,
that's going
yeah.
on right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, we are out there honoring all those physicians and nurses and first responders. This year, the theme for the Havasu Memorial Walkway is, in fact, about our medical industry. And we really want to honor them, and they've especially through the pandemic.
Healthcare heroes, was
yes,
that it?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Tribute to healthcare heroes.
You think about what these guys have gone through over
right.
the pandemic, and you know, they are heroes, every single one of them. And by the way, the person you buy the brick from for does not have to be a doctor here in Lake Havasu. It can be from any doctor around the country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get to find out what it's like to be me and not have a vacation, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. Exactly.
I guess my vacation's every weekend. So there you have it. So your last brick dedication was pretty successful.
Oh.
What, the Havasu Pioneers?
It is.
That's
and by the way,
biggest one ever, isn't it?
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Paul, because you know what? We didn't get to do the actual celebration of that brick project.
Right, right.
So for
it was
those,
all virtual, right?
Yes. So a lot of the Pioneers are coming back, and they're going to be here over the weekend of October 30th and 31st. It's very important that you know that the actual dedication for the bridge will be on the 30th.
Is that the parade also?
Yes, the parade,
okay.
Exactly, that morning. Then right afterwards, there'll be the ceremonies underneath the London Bridge at the stage area, and then on Sunday the 31st, I believe it's 10 or 10:30 in the morning, that's when we actually get to do that final dedication to all the pioneers that created our town
nice.
And bought their bricks, and you know, you want to come down and meet all the people that you grew up with, or that maybe you want to meet some people that actually helped build the town. A lot of them will be here.
I walked that section and I recognized a lot of names on there. There's a lot of families that were here back in the day, as we call it, and a lot of those people now are not here, but their families are still here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, there are a lot of those bricks honor the people who we've lost,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of families bought not only bricks for their parents, but they bought them for their kids and their
right.
whole family. So, and you do not have to have been here, you know, to be an actual Havasu Pioneer to buy a brick. If you moved here within the last day, you can own a brick underneath there, and you can be part of that project.
So there's also the opportunity for, let's say, those medical offices to honor their employees or honor their healthcare heroes with a banner row.
Absolutely.
Explain what that is.
Well, you know, the banner row, we actually have, and we've seen some of that already in some of the other projects where a family or an organization will buy a row of bricks for maybe their staff, and they'll be all kind of put together. So we do have that capability of keeping those bricks in that
right.
one segment.
Yeah, it's like three or four that go across. I don't know how it works. It's,
correct.
But it's like a little puzzle there all worked out into the walkway.
Well,
that's
and
really
also
cool.
Don't forget to start looking for those brochures in the doctor's offices. You'll see them there. We have one at the little bar in Smith's. We have them starting to show up at the doctor's offices. Mm-hmm. You'll see them. There'll be a little container with Get on the Path. That's your brochure. You can fill it out, or you can go right online and buy your brick.
Tell them the website once again.
Sure. It's www.havasumemorialwalkway.org.
Perfect. And the mustache and beard contest
is at that
again,
same website.
Is the date on that?
Oh, it's October 23rd. And remember, only 20 applicants are allowed to enter each of those 16 categories. So even if this guy's got this amazing beard, if he doesn't show up and you've got a beard that isn't, you don't think is all that great, you may be the winner.
What are those prizes going to be, by the way?
Well, you know, we're looking at trophies right now.
Okay.
And again, to remind everybody, all proceeds, your $20 entry fee goes toward charity. 100% of it's going to a charity scenario. So after September 1st, the price to enter that contest will go up to $25, and no applications will be accepted after October 1st.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm telling you, October is going to be off the hook, Dan.
It's going to be amazing.
Right.
And you know, now everybody's, you know what they're doing? They're going to, when they go to the grocery store and walk down the street, they're going to, oh, wow, there's all kinds of beards in this town.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All right. I'm Paul Lavoie. Again, that's Dan De Los Santos. Havasu Freedom Foundation is his hat that he's wearing today. And congratulations to your crew and everybody at the Dixie Bell.
Absolutely. They worked hard to get there.
For those of you who just joined us, we led off with that. And signs are looking good from the Coast Guard.
Yes, they are. They're looking really good. And we should hear a final in document form here soon. We'll keep you posted as we get to that last last test for the Dixie Bell.
So speaking of beards, had to bring up ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, of course.
Billy and Dusty Gibbons.
If I could just get one of those guys to show up.
I always think it's funny because their drummer's Frank Beard, and he doesn't have a beard.
Right.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. John Masden's on deck, the Technical Services Director for Connected Computer and Technology. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Classic rock for our next guest, John Masden. You approve, right?
I do. I approve of it.
You approve of Aerosmith?
Yes.
Perfect. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also GDK CPA LLC, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, SunPower by SMA Electric, the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, and of course, Connected Computer and Technology.
That's right. That's
smarter.
Me. Than the average key.
That's right. Absolutely. Welcome back, John Masden. And I don't know if you know this, John, there's a Patriot Guard Riders Welcome Home Mission coming up this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, on Saturday for Jasmine Poffenbarger. She's a U.S. Army E-2. It's in here in Havasu this Saturday the 19th. And the staging up at the high school, if you want to participate, riders, is at 10 a.m. at the upper parking lot. And there'll be the ceremony is at 10:40 at the American Legion Post 81 on Paseo del Sol here in Lake Havasu City. And the PGR is reminding people, bring your own water. If you're a rider, bring your own water, because water will not be provided. So it's a welcome home mission. She is a Lake Havasu High School graduate from 2020. Her name is Jasmine Poffenbarger. So that'll be fun to welcome home one of our own.
That'll be good, yes.
Absolutely. John, you're here to talk about a whole host of things.
I am.
Okay, we know what internet is, but what is internet and managed services?
Well, internet is how managed services work. We have the ability to monitor your computer. So if you need a better computer experience, call us. We've got stuff that we can put on your computer that'll help you get a better experience.
Stuff such as software?
There's software that we put on there that reports back to us when your computer has an issue.
Oh, I see.
And so we can put antivirus on it. We can remote monitor your hardware. We can manage your Windows updates. We can manage third-party updates. So, like, if you have a bunch of Adobe or Java on there, we can get that updated for you without you having to make decisions.
Oh, right. Is that a utility that you use for that?
It is a utility piece of software we put on. It also will monitor backups.
Okay. You do that right there from your office?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Just tie right into the computer. Now, when you tie in like that, do you have to get permission from the user to do that?
We do.
Okay, that's what I thought. I've been in that situation at a couple of businesses that they'll remote in, but they still need you to click something on the screen to do that.
But what it does is it'll save you in the case of an accident or a bad thing that happens to your computer, like with our server.
Right.
I knew our server was down the day I walked in, not because I looked at it, but because I had gotten the reports back saying it was having trouble.
You say my server.
My server for the connected computer.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. You were talking about that on the last show.
Yes.
That you guys were down a server.
We got it back.
Okay, now how did you do that?
We bought a new server and then moved everything over to it.
So you had everything backed up. How did you do that?
Online.
Okay, so it was on the cloud.
Yes.
Everything was backed up. That must just take a ton of space.
It was about 800 gigs.
Oh, my goodness. Almost. What is the next one up, a terabyte?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. So internet and managed services, and you do regular updates and maintenance that way too, right?
Yes.
Can you expand on that?
Well, what we do is we can put a program in against the app, a program we put on your computer. It's got a controller program to it that we can tell it whether or not you get the updates.
Oh, I see. Okay, and how often are those updates?
Monthly.
Monthly updates through your maintenance system.
Yes.
The connected computer maintenance.
And the maintenance system will save you because I still get people coming in every day that say, well, I got this thing in the email. I clicked on it, and now I've got a virus on my computer.
Now they have, I don't understand.
What they do is they click on whatever the email is, and the email will steal from them.
Oh, right. A phishing email, for example.
Correct.
Right.
I got a phishing email yesterday from Lake House Unified School District.
They are so prevalent lately.
Yes.
Well, you got one from the school district because you're a school board member, more
and
than
I have
likely.
I have an email address on the system.
Right. So did you find out, did you do any investigation on that? Did everybody get one?
I sent it over to my tech guy over at the school district, and he said, no, we're not doing that.
Oh, okay. Perfect. But is everybody that smart to do that?
No.
So you probably have some people in that system that may have gotten taken advantage of through a phishing email.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I've gotten, not me, but I know people that have gotten phishing emails lately, and they go, what is this? Or it'll say from Outlook.com, or it's from Microsoft, and it looks official. And if you don't know where it came from, or sometimes you can hover over that link.
Yes.
And it says .ru. Yes. Probably not a good idea to click on it.
.ru is never a good idea.
Exactly. I want to get back to that server situation that you guys had.
Yes.
That's a lot of data.
It is.
What did that data represent?
It represented everything about our company that I needed to keep.
Okay.
One of them was my wife's collection of pictures.
Right.
And another chunk of it was documents that she used throughout her career with us.
So when you store something on the cloud, how important is security to you? And what do you look for security-wise with cloud storage?
What I got is I've got a company that I do business with that only offers me secure backup.
Okay.
So they've already got everything already protected.
I see. And did you want to move over to systems and servers and how you can help with that?
We can. This is one of the ways we help with it is the managed services. But we also have been helping other companies with their servers lately.
Right.
And their computers.
Okay.
We actually sell computers and servers.
Right. And you helped me out, or one of your guys did down there. Can I mention Doug?
Yes,
I guess can. I just did. Right?
Yes.
But he helped me out. We had talked about it on the air before that with Suddenlink equipment, you don't always get the speed that you're told you're getting.
That's right.
And because they put, like, it's almost managed inside that equipment, right?
Yes.
So I talked to Doug, and because of the service that I have, it isn't the basic service.
Yes.
It's a little more advanced for working from home. He hooked me up with the router and modem that I needed, and it was seamless. The install was easy, John. I didn't even have to call Doug to do it.
Right. But because of that, how's your internet?
Internet's fast. It's amazing now. The upload is, when I did the speed test, it was triple what it was. And the download was 3.5 times more.
and you're with a company that's not well liked in Havasu.
You think? They're not well liked in Bullhead or Kingman either, from what I understand. So,
right.
Anyway, where was I going with that? You can, your guys can help with any equipment upgrades like that.
Yes. Yes, we actually went to somebody's house and they wanted to get their doorbell, which is a video doorbell.
Right.
Working the right way. And to get that done, we had to replace their equipment like that.
Okay.
And so we did it for them while on site.
How much of that do you get into yourself now, even though you're the, you know, I mean, I know you're the technical services director, the owner, the brains, if you will, behind
yes.
Connected Computer. Do you get to get out in the field much anymore?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
I was going to ask you if you missed that, but apparently you don't.
I don't, because I'm still the guy that gets the stuff when it needs to be seen by me.
But there's so much, like, let's say your typical install from 10 years ago
yes.
is so much different now. You know, it's not all wired, is it?
It is all wired.
It is all wired?
Yes.
No, I'm saying, but you have wireless as such a big component in all the systems now.
Yes, but there's wire coming up to the thing that's giving you the wire.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. I understand that part. But as far as the internal workings of a network now, so much of it is wireless.
Yes.
Is that tricky to keep that secure?
No. No, because if you know what you're doing, you can go inside the equipment that they've got, and you can change the settings to make
it right,
good
right.
for you.
Right, because you have WPA, right? And then there's WPS?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the most common problem people have right now?
Viruses.
Viruses?
They get
and malware?
And malware, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and we put Bitdefender, which is one of the best in the business about finding stuff that's wrong. And
yep.
We put that on when we give you the MSP program.
So is that subscription-based?
Yes.
Are there any that aren't subscription-based that are worth using out there?
No, because you got to keep up with what's a virus.
Oh, right, right.
And so the updates are what's in your favor with that.
Well, Bitdefender does all that automatically.
Yes.
Okay, but a lot of them don't. You have to initiate the update.
Right, but what I look at is I look at the ratings online.
Okay.
If you go to a place like, say, PCMag.com, PCMag has ratings of antivirus and tells you whether or not it works or not.
You know, sometimes, John, I've noticed that when you go to download utilities like that, it gets a little confusing with the ads that they have.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people... It's just a maze, if you will, for them to do it if they're not used to downloading from, say, CNET or any of the other File Puma is one of them. And it gets real confusing with the ads that they run.
Yes, it is.
How do you coach people through that, or do you?
We don't. We actually do it for them.
Oh, okay. What kind of staff do you have over there? How many people?
Myself and Doug.
Okay.
And then I've got a girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a decent staff.
Okay. Perfect. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about today? We were going to talk about servers and how you help with those.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, how do you help with servers? Configuration, setup, ordering?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it, because if you need a server somewhere, you've got a need. And so we need to not only look at the server, but what else you've got as far as computers go.
Who's the typical user that would utilize a server?
Employee.
What do you mean?
So, like, if I had a server in here, you would be on the server.
Okay.
And so we would store all of your commercials and everything on the server. And you could go back in and you could massage them and do what you wanted to them and
right.
save them back to where they belong.
Is there backup involved with that as well?
Yes.
And how do you do that?
We do it online and we do it locally.
Okay.
So we put in an external hard drive, and that's the local backup.
How often is that backed up?
Daily.
Daily, okay. Towards the end of the day, then.
Yes, and then we do the online one where it goes to another site.
Right.
And we can do that daily as well.
Okay. Okay. And then how big of server are we talking about for different companies?
It can be roughly a foot and a half by about 4 feet.
What about storage-wise?
Storage-wise, we're talking the terabytes.
So they start at a terabyte, I would imagine.
Yes.
Yeah, and then go from there.
Yes.
Pretty cavernous. So, perfect. And then, do you actually do a lot of server configuration?
Yes.
Here in town?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Like 2-3 a week or?
No, not that many. It's okay. Generally once a month.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And, again, it's connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek. The number, John's number anyway, 680-0041. And they're at 2180 McCulloch Boulevard, Suite 101. I can vouch for these guys because, I mean, you might invest a little, but when it comes to getting rid of that equipment fee on your bill,
yes,
it's going to be paid for in, I don't know, I'm not going to say how many months, but not too long. Let's put it that way.
The last one I looked at was $10 a month for the modem.
Right.
And the modem replacement was $70 for 7 months.
Oh, okay. Perfect. But you have to have the router, too.
Yes.
The router provides the wireless.
Yes.
If you just need a modem to plug into with an Ethernet cable, then you're good to go.
Yes.
But most people have more than one device.
Right, but it's generally 1 to 3 years, depending on what you're buying.
How for those people that know what we're talking about with security settings, how detailed can you go with your own router?
With my router?
Mm-hmm.
I could get very detailed.
As far as?
As far as what do you have to log in with, what the password is,
mm-hmm.
and what I need to have beyond that for extra programs that go on automatically.
Yeah, you can change all. You can actually get into this router, folks. Not like the internet provider that supplies you their own. You
right.
can't get into that one.
Right.
So you can't look at anything.
I have a router right now in my office.
Right.
If I wanted to, I could set up antivirus to automatically go on everything.
And you will have to call your internet service provider to get it
yes.
working with their signal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I would advise calling and getting that taken off of your bill, because it's not just going to, you know, automatically pop off your bill and then go turn in the equipment.
Right.
Right. So anything else you want to add, John?
I think for right now that's good if we need to go somewhere.
What's that?
I think we need to go somewhere and do something, don't we?
Oh, what, pay bills?
Yes.
Oh, we're a little early, but we can do that. But, yeah, I just wanted to give you a chance if we missed out on anything, if you wanted to mention anything that Connected's doing.
I want to mention that you've got to be prepared, and the question to people is, are you prepared?
Prepared for?
For anything like viruses or hardware failures.
Right.
And then are you protected? And also make sure you look for the words "that's included."
Well, unless you're behind a firewall, though, how do you truly protect yourself from viruses?
The viruses don't care if there's a firewall there or not. It's on your own individual action.
Oh, okay. I see. So, yeah, and just be careful what you click on out there, folks. Right?
Right.
I mean, even John gets phishing emails, as we found out.
Yes.
All right, John Mazden, smarter than the average geek at Connected Computer and Technology. If you want to find out more about how you can replace that equipment from your internet service provider, save some money every month, and that equipment will pay for itself, give them a call over there at 680-0041. And we're also talking about Kingman and Bullhead City as well, right?
Yes, we've got licenses in every city.
Perfect. Absolutely. All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us. Back on Speak Out. Don't forget about the Biblical Citizenship Program every Monday and Wednesday night from 6 to 7:30 through June 30th. Every class is different. None are repeats. This is at the Living Word Lutheran Church, 2570 East Northern Avenue in Kingman. And again, that's on Mondays and Wednesdays through June 30th. Check out the program. It's really cool. PatriotAcademy.com. That's www.patriotacademy.com. If you have any questions, give Donna Peterson a call. It's at 928-753-5762. And let's see, we have our guest for tomorrow, Mojave Mortgage and Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Of course, it's a Real Estate Power Hour with that Business of the Year guy, Chad Hansen from Mojave Mortgage. Congratulations, by the way. And Bobby Lewis from Coldwell Banker Real Estate. We'll give you all the straight skinny on what's happening in the Lake Havasu City real estate market and around Mojave County as well. And I haven't talked to him recently, but I'm expecting Brian Springberg to be back at, on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg this Thursday. I believe we're going to do it remotely. Brian doing the show by phone. And then on Friday, we've got Go Lake Havasu CEO Terrence Concannon and, of course, Mike Bonney from GDK CPA. All right, Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News. I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Stay hydrated and stay safe out there, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.